and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hey, and welcome to the program today. It's called Saturate. Call somebody and tell them on the phone, it's on again. Oh my. Hey, I got one for you. How come we know that we're saved by grace through faith, according to Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, and yet Jesus Christ never one time uses the word grace in anything he ever said? Oh my. Let's talk about that today after this song. Let me introduce it to you. God gave me this song when I was thinking about all the good stuff that's been passed down to me over the generations through loved ones that went on before me. One of those things was an old black Bible that came from my grandmother to my mother and then my mother to me. And so I hope you enjoy this song. That's what it's all about. It's called The Old Black Book.
Was a child sitting on mama's knee. While she would rock, she'd read to me from the old black book that stayed by her bed. And the words she would read would fill my head of people and things from a long time ago, with a lot of strange places and names I don't know. As she would read, I started to find these people had lives just a little like mine. I found that these people were just like me, with troubles and fears only God could see. And given to him, he could take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus, Mama would say. Have gone by and I'm grown now, you see. And I live in a house with my own family. And I read to my child sitting on my knee from the same black book my mom gave to me. I tell her of things from a long time ago, with a lot of strange places and names she don't know. But I wasn't surprised when I put her to bed. She looked at me and I turned and she said, I found out people are just like me, troubles and fears only God could see. And given to him, he could take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus, my daughter would say. Have gone by and my life is gone. I pray this tradition will carry on, reading God's word so our children will know. The love of a father just grows and grows, and find out people are just like me, troubles and fears only God could see. And if given to him, he can take all your sin and wipe your tears away. He's Jesus, try him today. Oh, Jesus, try him today. Oh.
beautiful song. Someone had asked me about that saxophone player. His name's Mark Douthit. What a blessing. A lot of great musicians on that album there. Kelly Back and Gary Prim and, man, just a whole bunch of them. If you'll get in touch with us on saturatenow.com, we'll get you the information on those projects and sure would love to do it. Open your Bible to John, St. John 1:17. I like the New Century Version that plainly just says the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. You know, in the beginning, I was telling you, and you know we're saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2:8-9, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. You know all about it. I hope you're settled in that truth. If not, maybe before the program's over, you get that way. Certainly, if you've been trying to earn a favor with God by works, if you've tried to do any meritorious deeds that you think that will make God happier with you or love you more, let me just tell you, John 3:16 plainly says, for God so loved the whole world. We're talking about all of it, the dirty, the rotten, the nasty, the good, the bad, and the ugly, somebody said. He loved us. He chose to. It's agape love. It's not conditional. It's unconditional love. Now, the grace that has been given to us is conditional. You have to accept it. There's that condition that you accept it. But here we go back to that question then. If the apostles, John, Peter, Paul, sound like a musical group, doesn't it? Peter, Paul, and John. If they used the word grace over 100+ times in their writings, why didn't Jesus Christ ever use the word grace? Why didn't Jesus Christ ever say to the effect that it's by grace that you're saved through faith? Well, we read the answer to it. If you notice in John 1:17, it says, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Let me just go ahead and clarify it for you. Grace and truth and Jesus Christ are synonymous. Jesus Christ is grace and truth. That's why, now here's another good study you want to do. Now you may find that this is not exhaustive, but it's pretty close. You know how the salutation of Paul, especially, and a lot of his epistles were, grace and peace be unto you. He would always greet his audience, grace and peace be unto you, grace and peace. However, Jesus never uses the word grace. Now, he would enter the room and he'd say, peace be unto you. Or he would say, fear not, it is I. And you know what he was saying? In essence, he was saying, you don't have to fear peace. That word is shalom, meaning nothing missing, nothing broken, because it is I. And he is saying, I am here. And just as Peter would say, grace and peace be unto you, Jesus was saying the same thing in essence because he said, I am here. Jesus is grace. Jesus is the grace that came, the grace and truth that came. If you'll notice, when John talks about the law was given, see, that has a reference to something that was at a distance from us. And I'll make it, and here's another note you need to know. Moses was the servant. However, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The law was given through a servant, but grace and truth came by the Son. Let me just give you a few differences between grace and law. The law was given through a servant. Grace and truth came through the Son. I already told you that one. The law talks about what man ought to be. Grace reveals who God is. You'll notice in Exodus, the first miracle of Moses turns the water into blood, which resulted in death. The first miracle of Jesus turns water into wine, which resulted in life and celebration. According to 2 Corinthians 3:6, the letter, or the law, kills, but the Spirit gives life. Under the law, God demands righteousness from sinfully bankrupt men through works and deeds. But under grace, God provides righteousness as a free gift. Are you still mixed up? I mean, do you find that you're mixed up? Do you find that sometimes, it's sad to say, but it is the truth. We sit under ministries that are really confused about this. In fact, I've been mixed up. They say confused as a termite in a yo-yo. Because a lot of the ministries I sat under coming up would tell you emphatically, Ephesians 2:8-9, yes, it's by grace through faith, brother. But once you got saved, you better do this, and you better do, or you better not do that, or you'll lose your salvation, you know? So it's like, You had to accept grace by faith, not works, to get saved. But once you got saved, you had to enter into this law, this legalism, this you had to do and you had to not do in order to stay saved. I'm just going to tell you, folks, if you didn't do anything to get saved other than accept Christ as your personal Savior, then you can't do anything to lose that salvation or that right standing that He made you. That's what it says. He made you righteous. You didn't earn it. You can't earn it, and you can't keep it by works. You keep it the same way. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. If you were justified by grace through faith, you live by grace through faith, not of works. Let me take a little small break here and we'll come right back. Hang on.
Saturatenow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. And you can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, saturatenow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for coming to saturatenow.com. Let me keep going here. A lot of mixture of law and grace is happening today, but it shouldn't be. Matthew 9:17 says, you cannot put new wine into old wineskins. You know what will happen. The new wine will ferment, and it'll break the old wineskin, and you'll lose them both. Romans 11:6 says, it's by grace, then it is no longer by works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Exodus 34:7, God said, I will by no means clear the guilty. I will visit their sins to the third and fourth generations. However, in Hebrews 8:12, it says, God says, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Think about this as we close. People were working for and earning their own righteousness before Jesus came. They were doing that through the law. What has changed? What did Jesus come to do to change things? If Jesus didn't change things, then what did he died in vain? If Jesus had no purpose, if things didn't change, then there was no sense in him dying on the cross. But like we've said in previous messages, my God's not stupid enough to do something in vain. He knew what it needed, and he did what was necessary. Folks, if you realize today that Jesus Christ changed it all, and it's by grace through faith, why don't you ask him right now, Lord, save me. I've been given the law, and I've been trying, and it just doesn't work. But your word says grace and truth came, and I need you to come to me right now. And I believe what this man has told me, that if I ask you, you will come and enter my heart and fill me to overflowing. Thank you so much for saving me. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, if you said that, let me tell you something right now. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. We're rejoicing. You ought to be rejoicing. Somebody said, well, there's no way it can be that simple. Folks, it's that simple. The Bible said it's for simple people. The Bible says if you don't come like a child, you can't even see the kingdom of God. Children, you know, I'm not picking on anybody's children, but children are simple. They don't get complicated like we do as adults. It takes time to mess things up like we mess it up. Folks, let me tell you something. Jesus came in the simplicity. It was a horrible price that had to be paid, and it wasn't a simple, easy thing to do. But he did it, and he finished the work so that you could simply come to him in simple faith and receive the grace and truth that came. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I am the life. And if you want that kind of life, that Zoe life, you've accepted it right now. You've got it. Live in it, brothers and sisters. We love you. Thank you for listening to Saturate. This same time, this same place, hopefully tomorrow. God bless you for tuning in, and we'll see you later on. Bye-bye.